Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast here on confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Friday morning, June the 11th, 2010. Wow, Friday already? Man, this week just zipped by. Well, have you ever heard that expression, calling the shots? Some people think that this phrase originated a long time ago with target shooters, announcing in advance where the target would be hit, thus showing off their skills. You may have heard it used in billiards as one player calls out or names the pocket that he's intending for a certain ball to drop in. Calling the shots basically means making decisions. The one who is calling the shots is the one who's making the decisions. You know, at work, there's always someone who calls the shots. Sometimes there are too many people who are calling the shots. But the ones that make the decisions, hey, he's calling the shots. Well, you know what? That's fine at work. But who's calling the shots for your life? You see, this is where it gets interesting. If you happen to look up calling the shots in the dictionary, the definition says to have the power or authority to make decisions or control policy. So again, who's calling the shots for your life? Who has power and is in control of you? You know, there are some people who allow circumstances to call the shots and control their lives. Others allow other people to call the shots and to have power and authority over their lives. And there are others still who feel so helpless that they just follow whoever happens to be calling the shots. Now, here's a silly example. Suppose you received an email from someone that you absolutely did not know. And the email said something like, hey, you're a creep, you're a lousy person, you're disgusting, you make me sick. Now, how would you react to that? Would it bother you? Well, probably not. Delete. But on the other hand, let's suppose you got an email from someone that you do know, and they said some pretty lousy things about you. Then what would your reaction be? Would you believe the words that they wrote? Would you get angry? You see, that's what I'm getting at here. Are your actions, your reactions, your decisions based on what's going on around you? Are they based on what people say to you and what they say about you? If so, honestly speaking, who's calling the shots? You know, if you hear on the news how bad the economy is, do you then just assume that there's no way that you're ever going to get ahead? Is the news calling the shots for your life? Now, I'm not talking about living in a fantasy world and just going around saying, it's not true, it's not true, everything's perfect, everything's okay. No, I'm not talking about that. It very well may be true. But I'm talking about allowing information that you see and hear to dictate how you're going to act. You know, I want to call the shots for my own life, and you should call the shots for your own life, too. Now, it doesn't mean that there will never be obstacles and challenges, but you know what? You don't have to allow the circumstances and conditions around you to decide for you what kind of a life that you're going to have. Take charge and call your own shots. You know, just like the target shooters announcing in advance where the target would hit, announce to yourself your goals and your dreams. Be in control of your own life and your own destiny by choosing to think the right thoughts. And here's something else. You know what? You don't need everyone's permission to pursue your goals and dreams. God has already given you permission. Now, there's only one more that you need permission from. You. Give yourself permission by calling your own shots for your own life. You know, God gave all of us free will to think whatever thoughts we choose to think. We can decide, as a result of what we see and hear, to think negatively, to think negative, defeating thoughts. Or we can choose to respond by thinking positive thoughts of success and victory, knowing that our God will help us. And here's a really big key. It starts with what you think of yourself. Now, this is really huge. What do you think of yourself? Everyone thinks something of themselves. You know, self-image. See, just because you're calling the shots on what you think of yourself, it doesn't mean they're the right shots. Regardless of what anyone else thinks, see yourself as a child of God with great potential, because you are. God promised that He would give you the desires of your heart. Don't allow anyone else to call the shots on your dreams and goals. You call your own shots. And when it comes to calling the shots about who you are, you make sure those shots are all bullseye. Well, that's it for this podcast. Got a comment, a thought? Go ahead and put it in the comment section right below there. And by the way, if you're a subscriber to this blog, then that means that you don't have to bookmark the site. You don't have to come back to see if I posted something new. Because if you're a subscriber and it's free to subscribe, you're going to get notified personally every time something new is posted. And you can subscribe either email or RSS. And if you do subscribe, as my way of saying thank you, I'm going to give you a free lifetime membership to my site, Enriching Your Life Now. There's a link with some information down below. Thanks again for listening. Till next time, this is Mike Verdiccio. Have a great weekend.